Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Lab. My name is Jean. I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you today?
Yes, ma'am. I have a question. I tested positive for COVID-19 and I was non-symptomatic, but because I tested positive, my job, they laid me off for like a week and a half. Could I get paid for that week and a half while I was off?
If
Because I
you're
didn't
not, if
have
you're
like a...
unemployed, you can apply for unemployment. Yes.
Oh, well, I wasn't. Well, so I'm employed, but they didn't let me work for 2 weeks.
Yeah, so you won't apply for the 2 weeks you are. Okay, may I please have your social?
523-717-955.
Okay. Have you ever gained unemployment before?
No, ma'am.
Okay. I have your social is 523-717-955.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's your first name?
Adarius,
Please spell.
Adarius.
Adarius. Adarius, what's your middle name?
Kwame, Kwame.
And what's your last name?
Pona, Pona.
Pona. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
What's your, have you ever worked on another name or another social security number?
No, ma'am.
Okay. What's your date of birth?
04/21/1989.
Thank you. I have you as a male, U.S. citizen, yes. And then the next question says, do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English? I put a note to that. I have your primary language as English. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Oh, no, ma'am. I have not.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
I got my GED.
Okay.
I guess like 10th grade, nothing.
Okay. What's your mother's maiden name?
Rachel Pettiford,
Is that the name,
RACH.
before she married anybody?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What? How you spell it?
RACHEL, last
Where?
name Pettiford, PETTIFORD.
PETTIFORD.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you have a driver's license?
I have a state ID.
Okay, a state ID. Okay, what's your state ID number?
Okay, for Washington ID, it's WDL 15.
Oh, it's not an Alabama ID. So that's going
No,
to be a
ma'am.
no too then. Okay, that's Washington. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or your savings account or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefit card takes an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after your approval of payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which one do you prefer?
You do deposit.
Okay, I'm gonna need your checking, a routing number, and your bank account number.
Oh, you need it right now?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see. Well, I'm pulling it up. I don't know if I need it right now. Okay, let me see. Oh, okay. It's my account number is 223-1160-90-901.
90 and then a 901, or is it 90 and then a 1?
Yes, 90 and a 901.
Okay. So I have your routing number is 22311.
Oh, that's my account. That's my account number.
Oh, okay. Let me go back then. So your account number is 223-11-60-901
It's 90901.
Mm-hmm. 90901. So that's a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 numbers.
Oh, let me count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It looks like 12.
Oh, it might be 12. A 2, 2.
Yeah.
I got 22, 31, 16, 09, 09, 01.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what's your routing number?
125-108-997.
Okay. 125-08-997.
Oh, there's a one before the zero. So it's 125-108-997.
Okay. 125-108-997.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What's your mailing address?
1425 12 Terrace, Terrace, Pleasant Grove, Alabama. And the
that's in Birmingham, ain't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so your address is 125 12th Terrace in Pleasant Grove, Alabama. 35127.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's what it is.
Okay. Is your residence different from the above mailing address, or you live at this address?
Oh, no, I live there. I live
Has your address changed in the last year? Have you been there more than a year?
Yes, ma'am. I moved from Washington.
Mm-hmm.
I came back down here.
Okay.
Yeah, I came back down here like in July.
Okay. Well, what's your primary telephone number?
480-569-0409.
Okay, I'm going to be sure I got it correctly. 480-569-0409.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question one was, which of the following professional license have you ever held? Audiology, certified nurse's aide, dermatology, endocrinology.
This is certified nurse's aide.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 13693 Plaza Point, 1450 South Shelton Road, 2595.
The South Shelton Road.
Okay. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 1997 Mitsubishi, a 1998 Ford E350 wagon, a 2004 Mercedes-Benz, a 2006 Dodge Stratus.
I had a Dodge Stratus. I don't know if it was a...
Okay.
Like Dodge Stratus. I don't know. That was so long ago.
Oh, okay. That's okay. Did you file for a receipt unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that's not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
You said outside of the military?
No. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months? Have you worked on another state?
Yes, ma'am, I have.
Okay. You need to, claimant has indicated that he worked for out-of-state wages. Advise him that these wages will not appear on the first monetary determination you receive. These types of wages will be requested by our agency. Once we receive the wages, they will be added to your claim as a second monetary determination. So the wages you made out of state won't be on your first claim. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Are you filing for DUA, Disaster Unemployment Assistance?
I don't think so.
No, that's like if you, you know, in Mobile or somewhere by the waters where you've been flooded or stuff.
Okay.
When was the last day you worked, month, day, and year?
Last day that I worked?
Mm-hmm.
What's today? Tuesday. Mm-hmm. It was Sunday.
Sunday, the 13th?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The next question says, what state did you work in?
Previous to Alabama, it was Washington.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Oh, yes, ma'am, since I got a little COVID, yeah.
Do you work for yourself? Do you own a business or your corporate office own a business?
No, ma'am, I don't own a business.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
Nah, neither.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or trainings?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, I am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from an employer that you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for, are you receiving workman's comp due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Five or less.
Five or less. You want me to put two or three?
Yeah, because I don't got no car right now.
Okay. What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
I'd say 15.
$15 an hour, okay. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union? Are you a member of a union?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
You have a union card?
I'm a part of a union, but I get paid through the company that I work for. You know, it's kind of weird, but I guess I can just say I get paid through my employer.
So So
yeah, the union, they don't really do nothing. Mm-hmm. I don't even know why I signed our paper.
Did your employer give you a definite date you can go back to work?
Yes, sir.
What date?
The day that I went back, it was.
No, what day you say? Now that you laid off for medical reasons, did they tell you what day you could go back?
I'm already back working now. The time that I was off, I'd have to go to my my payroll office. And I can, fax that information over.
So what day, you're already back at work. So I don't know how this going to work because I don't think you can go back and do back day claims. But I started this, so let me go and finish it. So what day they told you could go back to work?
Oof. I don't even remember that day. I thought I was going to be able to. Let's see. I think I was off from, the 14th of January to the 27th.
You were out from January the 14th to the 27th.
To the 24th. Love
that. So you were out 10 days.
Yes, ma'am.
It won't let you go backdate it like that.
Oh, shit.
So I don't think.
I said, okay. But at least, I know that I can't file unemployment if I get COVID again. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I'd have to call, right away, I guess.
Well, yeah. When you're on unemployment for a week, you're going to be unemployed for a week or less, then you would do that.
Okay.
Okay. What was your job title?
Ma'am?
I said, what was your job title?
A nurse assistant.
NST?
CNA.
Oh, CNA. Okay. So, yeah, if you're already, it won't let you go back and do stuff.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Well,
okay. Thank you for calling.
Yep. You're over there.
Thank you. Same to you.